And now, stop me if you've heard this before, on the Toddcast Podcast.
There's a very good chance that you've heard Blue Rodeo if you've listened to Canadian radio over the last 30 years. They've been around since 1984. They put out 15 studio albums. They've toured the world extensively. If you've never seen them, they're fantastic live and a part of the very fabric of Canada's music scene. With their singer, Jim Cuddy, being made an Officer of the Order of Canada for his, quote, contributions to Canadian music and the support of various charitable causes, end quote. And when Jim called up to be a guest, we talked about the music in his house as a kid growing up, binge-watching Peaky Blinders, how The Disaster Artist was a great movie. We touched on his thoughts about legalized marijuana, the fact that he's had a near-death experience involving a cell phone. We talked about touring, the music industry in general, and stop me if you've heard this before. Jim also talked about the recording studio and whether he limits what he's listening to while making an album.
Yeah, I don't listen to anything when I mean, I'll listen to stuff when I'm writing a little bit, but once I get deep into the writing, I have to stop, or things will seep in. I just heard today on the radio, Lana Del Rey, is that her name?
Yep.
Lana Del Rey song, and I thought, wow, she's doing Creep, but
by Radiohead,
there's no chorus,
and apparently, and then they said afterwards, aren't suing her. They're not going to sue her.
Oh, it said afterwards that it was part of a litigation. They're not going to sue her?
Well, I read, like, maybe it was yesterday or the day before. I was thinking it was on spin.com that Radiohead said they're not suing her. I mean, maybe it's been a couple days since I last saw that.
Okay, they just said something like there was some kind of litigation about this. But, you know, that I mean, that their statement would be right, and they would own the song. But I thought, well, yeah. I'm sure she didn't do that on purpose. But
it seeps in.
It just seeps in, and you can't help it. I mean, I have certain lines and songs that I've written that I realize, my God, those are just lifted from other people. I'm glad that they, so I didn't even realize, I certainly didn't realize. I thought, how clever of me. No, how clever of Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah. As we wind on down the road, I guess.
Stop Me If You've Heard This Before on the Toddcast Podcast is brought to you by ProTech Welding, a CWB certified steel fabrication shop in North Vancouver, and online at protechwelding.com.